A word for you from Luke chapter 11 verse 32. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. Well, these are surprising facts about Judgment Day. The Lord has just spoken about the Queen of the South, that is the Queen of Sheba, who will also rise up on Judgment Day with the men of this generation and condemn them. Because she went to all the trouble of traveling from Africa to go and experience the wisdom of Solomon for herself. Have you ever made that journey, that spiritual journey, to come to God? He who has come to this earth, who has come to you, do you not take the trouble of turning your heart to Him in prayer and in repentance? The men of Nineveh did that. Remember that the message that Jonah preached was one sentence, basically. In 40 days' time, this city and all in it will be destroyed. He gave them no hope of forgiveness. He didn't promise that God would ever accept their repentance, and yet they repented. From the king right down to the mouse, every single animal, every single human being, it didn't matter how important they were, they put sackcloth and ashes on. And the king said, perhaps there is a slight chance, maybe God will relent. Maybe God will forgive. Perhaps they had heard of the God of Israel that does forgive. But when Jonah brought the message, he didn't bring that hope. UNkulunkulu akazange abanike ithemba lokuthi bangathethelelwa, nokho baphenduka. And they repented in sackcloth and ashes, which in the Middle East was the sign of deep sorrow, and in particular for sin. It was this act that touched the heart of God, and they refused to eat or drink. They didn't want any pleasure until they knew that God had forgiven them. And remember that that generation that truly did repent, they will be the ones that will rise up also against this generation. Are you ready for God's judgment day?